Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports.
Freaking me.
To read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Your mama.
Oh, your mother.
This one is, again, there'll be some conspiracy. You know, I was foolish to say this is more, it is more of a mystery than a conspiracy, but there will be conspiracies that are drawn from this, because this is, I love a good story. I like a good story. I don't like all the murder ones that women like, but I like a good.
Oh, come on now.
I like a good story. I only like famous murder documentaries.
Okay.
If I don't know these people, like if it's, you know.
Oh man,
Nicole Brown or such. Oh,
some of the unsolved mysteries, those would drive you nuts.
Yeah, but
you never get any answers.
They were not as good as
Black Dahlia.
No, but when they would be on, you know, unsolved mysteries, you hope for the end they were going to go to Keely Shea for an update.
Oh yeah, Keely's good.
In the unsolved mysteries center. Remember, they'd be all these. People sitting there on computers and stuff, yep. Like they're answering the phones live.
You know, in general, they've only updated a handful of those.
I know. Let me tell you about this one. That's my tick. I gotta clear my throat.
Sergeant Baby Wiener.
It was a scorcher of a day. It was August 1912. Percy and Lessie Dunbar, they packed up all their belongings. They got their two young sons, and they were set off for a weekend. And you'll have to tell me if you've been there. Swayze Lake in Louisiana?
I'm not familiar.
I'm sure it was there before Patrick was, but it was a warm day. The cypress trees down there swaying in the wind. The trip going to be a peaceful retreat from all the heat. And by the time the sun had dipped below the treetops, the peace had turned to panic. 4-year-old Bobby was gone.
Bobby Dunbar?
Paige, that's right. At first, they thought he had just wandered off, like this little kid, maybe, you know, hanging out in the woods, a tree, a frog or something starts hopping away, you know? It's luring him into the woods, or maybe got too close to the water. I mean, you got to think all these things. And those terrifying minutes became hours. And the dread really had set in. The search began immediately. Family came over to Swayze Lake, friends, even Stangers, or it says strangers, pardon. Strangers, not Stangers. Hundreds of people literally gathered in the area, scoured, calling for Bobby's name. Do it in the background for me, fat boy. They were calling Bobby's name.
Bobby!
In the thick Louisiana wilderness.
God dang it.
They searched under everything, behind every tree, under every fallen log. They went through
every
inch of that murky swamp.
I bet it wasn't instant, too.
It wasn't instant.
I think it probably took a few minutes. Kids back then could seem to wander off of more of a leash.
And then sundown was the only time you ever, the parents would maybe even notice, oh, I need to remember, are my kids here?
Yeah.
You know, but again, on vacation, out camping, you know, again, 1912, they're camping. So, you know.
There's a war going on. Why are you going to camp?
I know. So, anyway, all these people came together. Nothing surfaced. They found no footprints. They found no torn clothing, no body. It was like Bobby Dunbar had vanished. Like the earth opened up and swallowed him inside. No trace of this kid. And this was a time where and I'm not saying lawmen now don't. I'm certainly not saying that. But back then, lawmen knew how to look for on the land to tell, like, do you know how moonshiners used to wear shoes that looked like cow hooves?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Really?
So moonshiners would wear shoes that had cow hooves on the bottom, so when they walked out into the woods, the policemen couldn't follow the tracks to the steels. Because a policeman's not going to follow cow tracks. So they wore shoes that looked like, imagine Tickle out there in the woods with this. Like the Bigfoot people would go walk the bear, you know, they wear the Bigfoot shoes out there to make the opposite.
That's
up.
That's crazy.
I thought you were going to say there was a moonshiner with four nipples.
No. No, that's Tipple has two. Tickle, he has two. So listen to this. Let's not make light of this. This is tragic. I mean, imagine this happening.
This is sad. I'm wondering.
So those minutes
poor Bobby.
Turned to hours, turned to days, turned to 8 long months. I could not imagine the Dunbars just living in agony, desperate for answers that never came until one day. A miracle happened, or something that seemed like one. A boy matching Bobby's description was found in nearby Mississippi. Who can spell it first? Go.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, humpback. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter,
humpback. You're both incorrect. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. So they got a boy matching young Bobby Dunbar's description found in Mississippi, traveling with a drifter named William Walters.
Swing sniffer. Hashtag.
Authorities wasted no time, certainly. Walters was arrested. The Dunbars were called to come claim their son. But this is where this is the weird mystery part of it, man. This is insane. Accounts of this reunion and the boy and his family kind of differ, but some say that the mom, Lessie, L-E-S-S-I-E, Dunbar, recognized the boy instantly. Of course, that's her son. She collapsed in relief. She was so thrilled. She was on her hands and knees, thanking God.
Oh, Lord.
Others claim that she hesitated. She was a little uncertain at first because the hair was a little different. But maybe this...
Color-wise?
Just says the hair was a little different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was cut or whatever, but maybe William Walters, his traveling drifter, cut the hair to make him look different, or who knows? The hair was different. But others claim that she fell on her knees and said, thank you, God, you gave him a son back. The others say she hesitated, uncertain at first because his hair was different. But then the next day, she gave him a bath and then said, yes, this is my son. She embraced him. She saw a scar on the bottom of his foot. The husband did not remember the scar, but she says, I do. This is my son.
Give me a tattoo of Lion King.
It was a scar.
Man, the fact that I got to see the scene where it plays out because
murky swamp, Louisiana, 1912.
okay, like, you're just going to disappear for that period of time without...
8 months.
They wouldn't have canvassed the area.
I mean, they did. I mean, they don't say it here, but I'm sure they brought out the dogs. Hundreds of people. You know how good old people come together in a tragic time. They just stop with Helene. All the people we know from the upstate that would drive up there just seeking to help out in any way they could. So Dad didn't remember the scar, but he said, you know what? I work all the time. You stay at home with the boy. You might would notice things like that, right? The boy, though, Dad did say the boy acted a little different. He was very quiet. I attribute that to possibly if the child was abducted and things were
traumatized.
Exactly. Yeah. That could be exactly what that is. So when nurses, doctors, cops, investigators, this, that, and the other would try to talk to that kid, he was very quiet. He would not say, yes, I'm Bobby Dunbar. But he also wouldn't deny that he was Bobby Dunbar. So, anyway, regardless of any of the doubt, cops made their decision. The boy was handed over to the Dunbars, and they took him home. They had a parade for him in the hometown when he came back. The streets were lined with the neighbors. They were all cheering. Bobby is back, they were chanting. Bobby is back. Or was he? Because there was one woman who refused to accept it. Who was that?
The mom.
Julia Anderson, a poor woman from North Carolina who claimed the boy was not Bobby Dunbar, but it was her son, Bruce Anderson. She swore she gave William Walters, that's the traveling weirdo, no, drifter they called him.
Drifter.
She had given this drifter permission to take Bruce on one of his travels with him, which there again is odd.
Very odd. Sus.
Again, that's when a time when kids were still working, like jobs. This is 1912. She gave this guy permission to take little Bruce with her. But in the eyes of the law, Julia's voice carried little to no weight. They were like, you know, this is a time where record keeping still wasn't all that great. She could not even produce a birth certificate and say, that's my son. She was very poor, illiterate, and they say here, uneducated. But they say that about everyone from the South. They didn't kiss my ass. So she was unwed. The judge, and you know, when they brought it up, they said, look, we can't prove that's your son, but this family over here, they're a respectable middle class. We feel, though, this child will be better suited to be with the Dunbars. So... it was decided. Suspicious.
Was Bruce's father named Don Anderson by chance?
No. I thought you were going to go somewhere totally different. I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say what I thought. Wait, though. Listen.
Okay.
William Walters, the traveling drifter guy, he was convicted of kidnapping and sent to prison.
But he must have done that to somebody else.
The boy was raised as Bobby Dunbar and his life went on.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What? You're about to hear is real. These real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in.
Oh, yes.
By people like Jimmy Johnson.
All like, Jimmy Johnsons.
Like Daniel.
I'm saying
people in the live chat right now.
Heck yeah.
Scrolling
hey,
through.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, what's up, Ralph?
Like
Barrett Seals.
Everyone I'm about to say.
I made up Ralph.
Barrett? Did you say Barrett?
Okay.
Did you say Barrett? What's up, B?
We are the live streaming the video right now. YouTube at The Rise Guys. And then after 10 a.m., you'll be able to find it on Instagram at The Rise Guys, Facebook.com/Rise Guys, and X at The Rise Guys.
Give it some hearts. Give it some likes, some smashes, some retweets, our posts.
Hearts,
I mean,
and smashes.
I hate the way people say all that crap. Like, man, it really goes a long way. But like, it does. It does. It's the freaking...
Show us some love.
Show some love, guys. We ain't got a Patreon or nothing.
I mean, please.
All right.
Would it kill you? That's the guilt trip. Would it kill you to help?
Would it? These have been... Oh, I haven't said that part yet. What you're about to hear is real. I was about to say, you jumped the gun on me. You jumped the shark on me. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And
the
stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
I need more hands.
I got to be sassy in one of these. I got to... Gonna get sassy.
Sassy.
I gotta gain more weight for the first one.
Well,
you do.
I tried it. Fatboy likes to have character direction. So the voices that I hear when I read these, I'm like, you know, what do you think about doing this with it?
I gotta chunk it up,
cast it a little bit.
Where are you in the moment?
Oh, I need to be about 200 pounds bigger in like 5 seconds.
We're assuming that. Scene number one. Speak of the devil playing the role of Caplita will be Fatboy.
What is going on there?
Playing the role of Hairball Roberts. Ooh. Rest in peace. Matt Mann. Playing the role of Four-Eyed Willie. That's Paige. And playing the role of Kareem Field is Matt Mann. And action.
I've been crying for the last week. It's been so hard on me and my family. We've lost Pedro. I don't even have the words. Heartbroken emoji, crying a lot emoji.
I'm sweet baby, Lord Jesus. I've been praying on this day and night that God's will be done. Lord, as your humble servant in front of Caplita, the social media world, I, Hairball Roberts, pray for Caplita, Wayne, and Kenzie, her current love interest, and also Little Enos. I just know that Pedro's in a better place now. He's wrapped in your heavenly embrace. Amen.
Damn. I's really out here snatching folks up like that. Eyes bugging out emoji.
Ooh, hey. What's up, Four-Eyed Willie? It's been a minute, man.
Aye. Sup, Kareem Field. What? What did I do?
Cut. All right, go back to right where you go A, and then just read it as is, because it's not misspelled on purpose. Action.
Aye. Sup, cream filled. What'd I do?
No. What? Go back.
Double cut.
Start with A. Scene, what did they say? Take three, go.
Aye. Sup, cream filled. What'd it do?
I was thinking maybe Pedro's just laying low until the heat dies down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because Tijuana is a long way back, though. That's that emoji where it looks like you had a stroke or some kind of palsy, but I guess it means like you're half sad. Wait, now do what? For real, do what? Pedro's like gone, like bye-bye. Like, are you for real right now? Like, I thought that he was just missing. Oh, Lord. Did they send him back to his motherland crying with mouth wide open emoji?
What the fudge are y'all talking about? Pedro was my pet. I mean, is my pet. Gee wee oh wee wee oh oh. Super fist cross sign emoji.
What the hell?
She can spell Chihuahua.
Ooh. So not the little dude from Napoleon Dynamite. Damn. I was about to offer him my bicycle. Nah.
Wait a minute. So we're not talking about some Mexican bra who like overstayed his welcome. Like, man, like seriously, I thought y'all was about to go full Karen on the U.S. immigration system. U.S. flag emoji. Now, wait a minute. Wait a Rooney Tooney fresh and fruity minute. Caplata, you named that tiny rat Pedro just because he had a little mustache like Pedro Pascal from Amanda Lorian? Three crying laughing emoji.
Yes, Hairball Roberts, because he looked like a little Latino man with an attitude, and now he's gone. Tears pouring like a waterfall emoji.
Man, I bet somewhere that dog is sitting on the fence, post-whispering. Yeah, Queero Freedom Taco Bell.
Well,
I had to do that. I'm sorry.
That was great.
I believe the word is Kero. Just roll with it. Man, is either that or is he running a cartel of stray chihuahuas out of a Taco Bell parking lot? Peach emoji, wind emoji.
Now, wait a minute. Well, I guess that my prayers still count. But whether Pedro's in heaven wrapped in your heavenly arms or he's in some alley selling his body for food scraps, I just hope that he finds his peace.
Y'all are the absolute worst.
Oh, boy. We love you, though. And Pedro, too, unless, you know, he's El Piro Diablo and running a crime syndicate somewhere. Nah, for real. I hope we come home.
Man, I hear he's got a $3 minimum for membership. Ha! Stay out, safe out there, little homie.
I hate y'all asses.
End scene.
What is a cartel of stray chihuahuas?
Selling his body for food scraps.
I don't like it.
He said,
"What was that sound?"
I thought
it sounded
like
I couldn't breathe, but I was laughing.
He's down long.
Oh wait.
Oh, he said it's pronounced. Quero.
Yo quero Taco Bell.
Squirrel.
Yo quero Freedom. I don't know who you offended on that. And why does my nose still sound like it's closed?
What it do? What did
what'd
I do?
I
pronounced it like it looks. Sorry.
What I do?
No, it says what it do.
What did I do?
You're such a honky.
Oh.
Scene two. YouTube.com. Let me open this up. Because that was like all closed up still.
That's what she said.
YouTube at the Rise Guys. Scene two. Playing the role of Gender Billy.
Oh my gosh.
Fat boy.
I forgot about this.
Playing the role of. I've asked this live. Is it P-Hair Garcon or Garcon?
It is P-Hair Garcon.
P-Hair Garcon is Paige. Playing the role of K is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Sue Double Bird is Matt Man. And action.
Hey, everybody. Just want to let y'all know I'm done tattooing, but here's the deal. if you already had an appointment scheduled and a deposit paid, you can contact the shop and get your deposit back, or just switch your appointment to a different artist. Thanks, whatevs.
What? Dude, you're the best.
Thanks, bro. But I just can't deal with it anymore.
Dude, it's like the coolest job ever. What the hell do you do? Carpet tunnel or something? What made it suck?
I don't have carpet tunnel. I don't even know what the hell that is. I just can't deal with these dumb people anymore.
OMG! No! 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 Say it isn't true!
Sorry it's true. Couldn't happen sooner, to be honest.
What the blank happened, man?
It was just the people, the clients. I hate them all now.
What'd they do?
Well, when you start tattooing, it's because you love tattooing. Even though you have to deal with the dumbest, most backwards-ass, pain-in-the-ass, stupid, mixed-up, unreliable, broke-ass people every single day of your blanking life, I just can't do it anymore. I can't handle dealing with literally the dumbest bottom-of-the-barrel scum of the earth anymore.
Oh, Lord, like, you know that makes sense now that you say it like that. Damn! I bet it's bad.
Never ends. I can hear him now. Hey, bro, I want a sleeve of a vampire Viking blanking six-legged Amazon warrior princess dogs in a big orgy, and I got $75 to spend, and just freehand it, man. Come on.
LOL, whatever. You ain't that good anyway. You didn't even spell my name right on my BF's tattoo. And here you are going to quit your job like a month later after you had to give him his money back.
Wait, what? Sorry, I got you on speakerphone. What? I've never heard anybody complain about gender Billy.
He really did it. He missmelt my dang name, girl.
He missmelt it. That's what it says.
Pigs? Or it didn't happen.
Oh, I'll post the damn pic myself, and y'all still won't have any idea what she's talking about.
LOL WTF ever. You gonna come on here and call the people dumb and you can't even spell.
I didn't misspell your stupid name. Your mom did.
Wait a minute. Guys, when is it, like, when did it become so hard to spell K-A-Y?
Well, since her mom named her K-Leggy, like K-A-Y-L-E-G-G-Y.
No, dumbass, it's Kaylee. K-A-Y-L-E-G-H-I.
Six sideways crying laughing emojis. WTF, no way. No way in hell.
It ain't that hard to spell. It's just different.
Wait a minute. Your name is K Leg High? Like, is it supposed to be K Lee? Like K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H?
Duh.
Now you see why I've been calling her K Leggy?
No. I think it's K Leg High. Like K-A-Y, leg, high.
You should be used to getting called that.
So, did you?
Man, well, look. You dropped out of high school, so it's probably going to be hard for you to spell it. I think P-Hair disappeared.
I think P-Hair lost her place.
I think P-Hair just struck out.
So did you.
LOL, you dropped out. Now you ain't got no job either, you stupid loser.
I hope you choke to death on the next eggplant emoji you shove in your fat mouth.
That's impossible, you big loser.
And sing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We got DNA Dad on the phone. Let's just, before we get him on, let's do the work for him and let you know why he's on with this update today.
A girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, you want me to tell you over the messenger? Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he's related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test all next Friday to find out.
Clearly was on a Biden phone when he called.
Sounds like he's in a tunnel.
Somewhere. Let's talk to DNA Dad. Or is it DNA Dad? Let's not say yet. Good morning, anonymous sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do sound a little bit better now, but also you sound a little more, I don't want to say calm, but I mean, when you called us, how long ago was that?
It's been about 3 weeks or a little more.
God, I thought November.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's been right around 3 weeks.
We get a lot of calls about DNA and not just about what you're thinking.
Asking for ours, like
so
a
here's
donation.
The question. You know, we could candy coat this and sit here and try to thicken it up, as they say in the business, but you... Two questions before you make the great reveal. One, did you say this was a previous girlfriend, sister, or a former wife?
So it was a girl. Like, at first I didn't know who she was, and now I remember exactly who she is. It was the wife of the dude that was, I did it at his wife.
I remember that part now.
A friend's.
So pretty much, he was not a friend at all. He was just a guy that would show up at parties. He knew somebody. I don't really know who, but the reason why I couldn't remember her is because when we hooked up, she was a blonde-head, smaller girl. And now she's a brunette, a little bit bigger, and she's changed in her face a little bit, so it didn't click. But her son showed me a picture of her around the time where he was conceived, and I was like, that's her. That's the married chick.
Oh, because there were drugs involved back then, you know, some slinging, some doing.
Then, so,
well, yeah, I was slinging a good bit back then. Wasn't really doing the right thing, I guess.
Well, what are we slinging, though? Are we just doing
just get eaten by a dragon, sir.
Yeah, like, are you in a tunnel? Like, painted, are you a heavy breather? Like, what is that?
Oh, no, sir, I drive a truck. Oh, okay.
God bless you.
We're sorry.
Sound like you're driving a dragon.
It won't fall from heaven. We thank you for your... Give us a toot-toot, if you would. Not cocaine, but a horn thing. All right. God bless you. Okay. So, you see the picture. Do you have any other children that you know of?
I have two, what y'all call bonus kids, two stepchildren.
Gotcha.
And then I have an 8-year-old son that is biologically mine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How long have you had these results?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
How long have you had the results knowing this revelation you're about
to get? I found out, I guess it's been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right.
That's pretty quick.
When we come back. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. All right. So did you just find out you have another child or no?
I am the dad.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. Awesome.
You are the father. You are the father. You are the father.
Which brings up another question. Is there going to be – okay, obviously there's no relationship between you and the baby mama.
People driving like hell out there. Listen at him.
And I don't want to put this out there. I don't want to speak it into existence, but she's not going to try to come after money for like all those years, right?
So she can't.
Okay.
When he became 18, and she hadn't told me, she didn't even know at that point. From then on, I can't, once he's an adult and then I find out, they can't go for back child support.
A further question here, nice. Anonymous trucker dad. She said she wasn't sure. Like, was she like sleeping around a lot? Because I feel like if you did it out of spite, you know, she was probably with someone. But then she's like, I don't, you know, like I'm saying, does she have a lot of people thinking they might were the father?
Oh, that's good.
So from what I understand, okay, so I'm Mexican. Now, I'm not a real, real Mexican. I don't speak Spanish or nothing like
that.
What is
that? No. This is perfect. Because normally I wouldn't be able to ask that question. Right. What do you mean you ain't a real, real Mexican?
So I don't speak Spanish. Okay. I don't have any contact with, not really contact, but I guess people.
All your people are here now.
Yes, sir. Okay. And the only people in my family I talk to are my sister, or my two sisters, and that's it.
Okay.
So I don't speak Spanish. I don't do any of that. Yeah. Well, the kid turned out really, really white. Her husband was white. So for the longest time, they didn't know anything. They thought it was his. But then as he got older, he started showing, I guess, more of my features versus the dad. Who they thought was the dad's features, and the dad was like,
"He have like a big handlebar mustache, or he start wearing a sombrero."
I was trying not to.
Come
say
on,
anything,
we can have fun with
had
this.
Had a million jokes.
What is the? Come on, man. What's the?
So you
answer. So, it. Don't make me do it. We need to break down these damn walls of letting people tell us that we have to ask other people what is okay to say in this, that, or the other. You're a Mexican. You're American. Who'd you vote for? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Oh, okay. It's telling. So, what's the features that the young man started? Are you a tall guy?
He started getting a little darker. The dad was a little shorter. Or the guy who they thought was his dad was a little shorter, and the mom's a pretty short lady. I think he said when he was 16 or something like that, he was right at 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Then he started getting a little darker skin and stuff like that. So that's where the dad started going, you're not mine, blah, blah, blah.
When he started growing a mustache,
he pulled up in a lowrider and he's like, hang on now.
He started combing his hair with a switchblade. Did you say, wait a minute? I'm messing.
So that's are you guys going to, like, you know, hang out now, have a relationship, that whole thing?
I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's actually coming to my house Saturday. We've already went out to eat with him. I went out to eat with him and his girlfriend. He met my wife. He actually came over Super Bowl Sunday and hung out with a bunch of my friends and family and kind of got to know them. He's met my two sisters, his aunts. So it seems to be going really well, man.
Damn, you are awesome. The Padre.
I am.
That is great, man.
Man, you know what?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. The fact that you have a good disposition about this, like, yeah, we're going to make up for this lost time and all this stuff. But also the other thing here, like, that's one thing that I really wish a lot of people could get past, because most people walk in the face of this earth, generally speaking, are nice people that are just kind of happy to be where they are and just making their life and all this stuff. But then the rhetoric that gets thrown around about how you're supposed to feel or people are this way, and all the communication gets broken down, and like, well, we're just assuming that everyone is that way because we are afraid to open our mouth around others. And I think kind of what we just did there was kind of show that you can have a conversation and you can ask questions without it being taken on the offense and kind of see where each other.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not offended easily, man. It's one of those things that I'm an 80s baby, so we didn't really get offended back then.
Like Mexican American. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Man, that's great.
Congratulations to you, and adios.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank
you. Yes,
y'all.
Sir. Thank
Buenos
you.
Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Adios. Oh, man. Bye-bye.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.